Welcome, everybody. Share number 1117. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema. Refuah Shalema Chana Bas Esther Malkash Taka Refuah Shalema Pesach Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad Trapping. Okay, so we are going through a little bit the Sefer Shana Lachais, and we'll get to some various different practical applications in the English form and so on as we go down the line. Right now we're trying to set up from the Sefer Shana Halachis, which is again a small put together from the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in conjunction with the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machab Ramah, Meshabrua, Bir Halach, and everything together. And he brings it down paragraph by paragraph. So he says in Dalid, it's in our Simon Shin Tez Zion Sif Dalid, Ois Dalid. It says, now, we spoke about the various different ways of trapping and what's considered trap. We said the bottom line was last share in reference to an animal. We're going to talk today about a bird a little bit. But in reference to a regular animal, when an animal runs into a place and one closes the door, and it's an enclosed area, whether a house or a barn or whatever the case is, or a cage or whatever the case is. So the animal runs in, they close it, if it's a small enough area whereby in one swipe, in one run, the person could catch the animal, 1, 2, 3, so then it's considered trapped and that'll be chayiv mina Torah. If it's a big enough area where the person closed the door, to this area, whether it's a house, cage, barn, whatever the case is, and person would still have to run around after the animal, they'll have to rest in the middle, it's gonna be hard, they won't be able to get it right away, it's gonna take a little time. It's in a smaller place than it was before. Before it was running around in the forest, now it's in a closed area, but if you're still gonna have to run around, so then it will be osur midra bonan to close the door, or windows, or whatever the case is over there. And even in there, then it will be osur midra bonan to trap it over there, and once somebody goes in there and traps it, after they'll run around and trap the animal, they'll be chayiv over there inside that enclosure. So he goes further and he says about Siparim, he says like this, Kagoyim Torim, these type of birds, you have Torim of Neyoyna, Sharaif, is there various different type of birds, a dove, whatever the case is, different type of birds, small, big, whatever. Eine chayiv ad sheyach nisenu lebayis she'in godol. One would not be chayiv until they go into a house that's not so big. Okay, or Leveva Shane Godel Mekaira Vagam Chale Noisov Stumim. Also when it comes to a bird, also the windows would have to be shut. You have to understand, a bird flies in. We spoke about last year there was, I've seen a bird once flew into a bakery, a bird flew into a lobby where we live over here. The bird, sometimes it flies in, a little bird, whatever the case is. When we were younger, we used to have a bird, we had a bird cage, right? A bird cage, and these type of things. So the question is, if the bird flies in, right, the bird flies in, let's say, into the house or whatever case is, and the windows are closed. If the windows are open, in general, the bird could fly back out. It's not going to be so simple, but the bird technically could fly out. So he says that if it flies into like this type of cage or into a house or whatever it is, that's not so big, and there's a roof, of course there has to be a roof. There are no roof, the bird just flies away. That's not called trap. If you capture a bird in like a barn, and you close the door to the barn, you didn't do anything because the bird just flies right out, it's not closed on top. It has to be a roof, and it has to be where, the windows are closed. Otherwise, there's room where the bird could fly out. Okay, so then he goes on, he continues to say, let's say the bird flies in, it flies in the house or whatever. So he says, V'yesh l'stapikim yesh isid rabbanan. There are those who want to say, it could be isid rabbanan if the bird flies in, even though in machaloin oyadalas pasuach, even though the windows or the windows or the door is open and somebody closes it, let's say somebody closes the door or the windows are open or something like that, or flies into a cage and let's say there's no roof. I mean, in a time and place will be hard for the bird to get out. Let's say a small hole under, the roof is small or whatever the case is. Obviously, if it's just wide open, you didn't do anything. But okay, so now the question is, if the bird flies in, right, let's say again, a bird flew in the house, and now the windows are closed, right? But if it's a big enough place, where a person can, again, like we said last year, a person can grab the bird beritza achas in one swipe, in one like run, one swipe. Vadai, it's merely more like one swipe, like the Mishbura said, the person doesn't have to stop to rest. One run, one grab, Vadai would be osa midrabonan. that would still be asa midrabbanan. So it becomes problematic. Let's say, again, on Shabbos, a bird flew in a house, a person wants to close the door, it's running into a bit of a problem. Now we'll see the interesting case. Let's say there's a chai yadam that the Mishabura actually brings down. Let's say it's cold, right? I open the door and a bird flew in and then it's cold. I can't keep the door open the whole time. I mean, till the bird flies out, it could be an hour. It's cold outside. What am I supposed to do? Keep the door open. Everybody in the house is going to freeze. What do I do? So we'll see how that works. Interesting. There's a chai yadam who's makel over there, in such a case whereby the bird will fly around. Fine. But so even if you could do it because of the fact that it's very cold, but we'll see, we'll talk about that in the Mishnah Berurah. He brings that down. So Lamaisa, he brings down that's by bigger birds, okay? That's by bigger birds. But now he talks about when you have a smaller bird. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch starts out with that tzipa deror. Deror is like a sparrow, like these small little birds, and they fly around real fast. They're very small, right? And they fly around. They go from tree to tree. Let's say when they're outside, they fly like really quick. A bigger bird is a little bit easier. It's harder, but these little birds, they go real fast. You try and grab it jumps from corner to corner, he says, and it's very hard to capture it. So in such a case, let's say these little birds, like a sparrow, that's me, bedavka sparrow, a little type of birds, these quick type of birds, it would have to be like you know, like in the cage or whatever. It would have to be trapped in a place whereby it's considered, you know, in where you could again catch it in one swipe, in like a cage type of a thing. But he says, "Av belav hachi shunitzay boy," where it's considered trapped. Av belav hachi afilu shehichnisa lebayis cotton. Even if he goes into a small house, this little type of bird, and he goes into a small house, he flies in, let's say like a sparrow, whatever, they jump into the into even a small house, and even whereby the windows are closed, he says, is surah midrabbanan. Then it will be usur midrabbanan to close the door. Again, we're talking about to close the door. Lachanim nichnas tzipar deror, he says, therefore, if these little birds, like this little sparrow, whatever, goes into a house, Derech HaPesach, HaChalayna, flies in the window, flies in the door. It's also Lizgar HaPesach, HaChalayna, Afal Gav, Shein Nitzay Sham. You would still not be allowed to close the door or window. It would still be Asamed Rabbanon. Afal Gav, Shein Nitzay Sham. But it wouldn't be considered, even though it's not considered trapped there, right? We said it's still Asamed Rabbanon. Even though you can't catch it in one swipe, it's jumping all around, it's still considered, still Asamed Rabbanon. Oh, so now he brings down, he says, Vizman Hakor, when it's taka very cold, right? It's a cold day, it's the winter. Sheyesh Tsar Tsina, or Tsar Acher, or there's some other Tsar, or it's just very cold for the people there, is Mutal Lizgar im Ein Kavanasi Rakla Hatzel Meyakar. If the person has a mind, right, this little bird flew in, and it's not considered trapped if I close the door because it's just going to fly around. If it's a bigger bird and it's a small house, so then you could be running into a problem. But if it's these little birds that ran in, or any other type of small little animal that runs like really, really fast or whatever the case is, usually a person doesn't want to close the door, but if it's very cold, you have to close the door. So then he brings down, Vizman HaKor, Sheyesh Tsar Tzina, Tsar Acher, Mutal Lizgar, Im Ein Kavanasi Rak LaHatzel Me'akor. Of course, only if it's because the person's kavana is that the house shouldn't be so cold. Not to trap the animal. If you're doing it to trap the animal, obviously that you can't do. And you don't want to trap the bird. That's not why you're closing the door. It's just because it's cold. Midrabanan. This is considered a psikresha. It will be trapped. Midrabanan. It's a drabanan. With a psikresha, and we'd say we have a klal in Hilchas Shabbos, Hakol Chayla Etzeltina. When it's cold, people have a halacha of chaylim and so on. I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now. So that's how he brings it down. If it's from the Mishnah Berurah, I think it was from the Chayyadim, if I remember offhand correctly, because we're reading now from the Sefer Shana Halachas. So that's how he brings it down. But he ends off again to the Sefer Shana Halachas. Avol b'shar chayav ha'oif. The Shaykh might say that they're right. If it's a larger animal, right, and let's say in a smaller house, whereby I could catch it in one shot, and the right, that's then it's considered trapped. right? So then it runs, this larger animal, let's say, runs in, is Asr Af, then wouldn't, then, and even though it's cold, one would not be allowed to close the door. Asr Af Al Gav, She'in Machavin Klal, Tavei Psik Reisha, because it's a Psik Reisha, and once you close the door, it's considered trapped. Lachin is Asr Linil Es Beisai, Kedei Lishmar Klei Beisai, if somebody wants to protect their Kalim in another room, or whatever the case is, Im Yadei Sheyesh Tzvi Beseicha, if they know there's a deer, or something else over there, and it ran into, let's say, this enclosed area, right? And you just want to close the door because it's cold or whatever the case is, or you don't want it to go into another room, or whatever, be it as it may, to close the door in that area where it's a larger animal, it's considered trapped, then one would not be allowed to. But if it's a small little animal that jumps around real fast, like this the sparrow, even something that runs real fast, what if one has to close the door because it's cold, they would be allowed to, because like we say, as long as they don't have a mind to trap the animal. So you have to keep that in mind. If somebody has a mind, well, I'll trap the animal over here and then I'll come back later, that's a problem. That's a problem. It's only where you don't have a mind, you're doing it because you don't want to be cold. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, a cold tov.